Today, we're joined by Ilan Abramowitz, an orthodontist, entrepreneur, and co-founder of Perfect Fit Ortho, a company redefining how general dentists deliver orthodontic care. Ilan's journey spans from his early days collaborating within teams and working across multiple industries to his extensive training at the University of Pittsburgh High School of Dental Medicine and Jacksonville University's orthodontic residency to leading roles at Ailes and Abramowitz Orthodontists and everything about Smiles Orthodontics. Along the way, he's been a relentless and ambitious human being, whether in the CrossFit arena and driving innovation in dental technology. Now through Perfect Fit Ortho, he's solving one of dentistry's bottlenecks, making orthodontics accessible, profitable, and seamless for general practices across North America. Really looking forward to talking to him today. Hello, Ilan. How are you doing today? Welcome to Dental Tech Talks.
Oh, great, Yosef. Thank you so much. You did an amazing job pronouncing my names and my practices. I appreciate the work.
That was a bit of a mouthful. I'm not going to lie, but I got it. Yeah.
Really, really awesome
having you here. And we'll just jump right into it as always. You've had, as I mentioned, you've had a really diverse journey, right? From clinical orthodontics to now building Perfect Fit Ortho. What turning point made you realize general dentists needed a new model for ortho, right? Like, I always like to open up with this question because it's important to understand how did we end up here. What was the aha moment where you realized, oh man, we need to make a change here?
Okay, so, well, first of all, I want to thank you again, and I appreciate it, and I look forward to giving my story to all of your listeners. They're amazing, and I just want to give my pearl, and, you know, I hope that, you know, it just make something into something. And I'm excited to do that. So thank you.
Absolutely.
All.
Pleasure to have
you. Yeah. Oh, thank you. So what it came down to is there was a shift. I saw a shift, and it was early on with the do-it-yourself aligner companies. And I don't have to name names, but it was coming out and patients were not getting what they deserved. And in my profession at that time, a lot of people were saying, well, let's do lawsuits. Let's go after them. And I was like, no.
And when you say they're not getting what they deserve, sorry to cut you off so early, but
yeah.
Meaning as far as care, as far as what do you mean by that? Can we define that?
Yeah, I mean, so patients wanted quality treatment, I would think, and they wanted certain things and they just weren't getting that type of care. And so I wanted to see, well, you know, so orthodontists were upset that, oh no, there's a new company coming out. It's taking over the market. It's grabbing this huge base of ours. And they're looking at filing lawsuits and seeing what they could do legally. And I said, well, let's see what's working. They're doing something right. And while it might be illegal, you know, people are doing it. So there's something going on here. And so what that made me see is there is a turning point. We're at a turning point where AI is here, technology is here, and we can either stay and do the orthodontics like it used to be done, or we can make that shift and really give the clients, our patients, what they want, right? That's what they want. So we have to kind of shift with the tide. And so that's what I did. And that's what led to Perfect Fit Ortho.
What was some of the biggest frustrations you saw, right, with traditional orthodontics, specifically with workflows, that pushed you to innovate?
So the workflow, that was a different tentacle, right? So one shift is here's technology and it's taking us to this new space. And then we have this workflow where it's based on patients coming in and we're doing braces and we're seeing them every, whatever it was, 6 to 10 weeks. Yet here's another company that's saying, here's your aligners, go with it at your convenience. And I said, how can we make our treatment fit what patients want? They want affordability, they want the convenience. And how could we do that so that we can take everything into account and make it not only what the patients want, but make it something that we get profit and production from as well. And that's kind of what started the flow. And we were able to put that together after a few years.
Really interesting. And, you know, I'm a believer that startups that are in tech currently in the dental space that are founded by people that were actually dentists and sat in the chair are more likely to thrive and survive because you understand all the pain points, right? So like as a clinician, like what lessons really did you carry over from the chairside treatment into building this tech platform? Which by the way, congratulations on making the leap because you're a dentist and then you're also starting a tech platform. That's a lot of work. I know what it takes to build a tech platform. It's grueling. A lot of time, a lot of emotional roller coasters comes with the territory. But I'm sure, what was some of the lessons, I guess, to repeat my question, what was some of the lessons that you carried over from being a clinician into developing the platform?
Oh, gosh. And I like how you bring that up to me and the listeners. It's the transition is something that's basically part of life, right? You take what you're good at, you take what you're used to, and you go with the shift. And what you have to understand is during this journey, there's going to be ups and downs, right? There just is ups and downs forever. There's really, I think at this point, after 20 years, I realize there's no plateau, right? I'm just going to have to keep climbing up and I'm going to fall and bring on the fall. So let's dust off and let's go back and climb again and see what the new view is. And that's kind of what it was. It's like, here we are. The shift is coming. I could either go in the shift or I can be forced into it. And I decided with this point is I want to be part of the outside the box. Let's go ahead and create something special. So I tinkered with it. I tinkered with everything I could think of.
I like to say that, at least I used to say when AI, at least the LLM space, the LLM arena started, you know, blowing up, ChatGPT came out. We saw how powerful it was. It was like a big wave coming. And you can either choose to swim out, like into the beach and run into your apartment and hide, or you can grab a surfboard and try to surf this epic wave that's coming.
That's it.
I agree with you. I'm one of the latters where I see new technology. I'm an early adopter generally with technology and just went right into it head first, yeah. Spent hours on it, wanted to learn it, understand it. How can I leverage it? How can I improve my personal life first and then kind of led into other things as well? But yeah, it's definitely, so how did you manage the balance between the two actually, between, you know, because you're a clinician also building a platform, you have co-founders, how are you able to manage that plus personal Man. Life? Or did you just not have any life for a couple of years? I'm assuming yeah. It's all of it.
it's all of it, man. That's all of it. It was not a life for a couple of years and it's a transition. And, you know, we'll get into that. You know, there's a huge transition in life. I learned, you know, there's really five essentials that I really want to concentrate on. And a lot of them weren't work related. So I had to figure it out. And I did. And I put in the work. And for those of you that are interested, it's really, you know, I'll just kind of sum it up. There was five steps. And it was just all about, yes, just put in the time, figure out your schedule, but then commit to strength in body, commit to the nutrition, commit to sleep, which was something I know you didn't get. I didn't get any sleep. I was going on 3 hours a day. And I realized, no, that's not going to work. So we'll get into that. And then, of course, meditation and then there's, you know, medicine. We need that. And once you shuffle that schedule out, I was able really to consolidate how I would schedule everything. I said, work is work and I'm 100% into it. And then when that's done, when that shift is over, it's time to go back to the family. It's time to go back with, in my case, the kids and life, you know, but you got to really structure it and put in that time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to answer your question, yeah, I think I was doing 15 hours a day, 16 hours a day for a while, which is not ideal. I was able to get a lot done, move everything forward faster, but there was definitely massive burnout that was on the other end of that. And for the listeners out there, burnout is real. It does happen and it sucks when it does happen because it just stops all your progress on everything. With that said, so Perfect Fits Ortho, you know, you promise world-class ortho with no stress. Big claim. Yes. We all don't like stress. What was the first step in making that promise real, right? Like how, it sounds like based on, you know, knowing you, you have a more or less more of a structured life. You do CrossFit, you mentioned meditation. So you have figured out how to create this balance within your own personal life that then you bring into your professional life, which then bleeds into anyone that's around you that's working with you. I'm sure you have huge positive impacts on people around you, probably more aware of your own stress. So you're not letting that, again, bleed into other people. But, you know, when you make a promise like that for anyone that's looking into a Perfect Fit or so, what was the first step into, in your mind, making that promise real?
Man, there's so many stories. So one story I want to say is something Malcolm Gladwell. Yeah, he touched on something, Malcolm Gladwell, and he talked about the 10,000 hour rule. And so that's one of the things I realized is I mastered orthodontics. I put in all that sweat equity and I paid for it. But now I have a situation where I think I've mastered it. I had the greatest mentors I could ever come across from all over the world. And now I could provide that with AI and the technology. And I can bring that all together and share it to the dentists out there, to the listeners, and say, hey, you know what? We want to change our office. We want to do these clear aligners. And I'm like, great. Let me help you. Let me do what I put in the sweat and the blood and the tears for. And let me give that to you and make it something so you don't have to do it. You can provide this amazing service and you don't have to do the sweat that I did. You can enjoy it. You can create that time. And now you can do the stuff that you want to do. I will take care of that. And you go work on whatever you want to work on, whether it's more, you know, implants. Maybe you want to spend time with family. Maybe you want to get into fitness like CrossFit. Whatever you want, I'm here to make that time and help you deliver the best type of treatment you can provide. And that became my kind of my goal. Like, let me share what I went through.
So let me take some of the workload off of you. allow you, free up your time, which leads me to the, I think before we get really deep into it, like, can you walk us through Perfect Fit Ortho, right? So number one is, what do you guys do? Let's go over, you know, the features.
Okay.
How does it work? How would a general practice actually onboard as well? So we'll start with those, just so the listeners get a better understanding of your platform, what you guys do.
Okay, great question. So the easiest way to summarize it is we help bring the virtual orthodontist into your office. That's kind of the way I like to word it. So what we've created through testing it in my offices when I had them was, how do you get from potential patient through exam, through financing, through treatment sale, to setup, to progress, to finish? And how can we do that efficiently and conveniently and make it profitable for the dentist and convenient for the patients? And that's what we did. So we started with, how do we do quick exams? And early in my career, like I said, I like to tinker. We found a way to do virtual exams through an app. So we've included that, right? So now the exam is done, whether it's done by the patient in your office or it can be done by the patient at home. They can do an exam on their app. Within 15 minutes, they're going to get that estimated treatment time. And what we've already pre-set up is, we set up fees for your office. So the fees have already been set up. Okay, that's part of our background. The treatment contract has been set up, again, before we launched it for your office. We've also got in there financing options, right? Like, maybe you want to make it affordable, and we should touch on it later. Like, how do you want your patients to pay? Do you want third-party financing? Do you want in-house financing? That's been incorporated. So already, from a quick, maybe two-minute upload of photos, we've gone through exam, contracts, and we've done all that within 15 minutes. Okay? So that's the first step. Do you have any questions on that step of initiating?
Yeah, so basically, I'm a general dentist. I want to start doing aligners. I basically sign up with Perfect Ortho. You handle everything, start to finish, from the first call to the consultation to the payment structure to the fees. And basically, my patients get all of that taken care of, and then they come to me and I take care of the actual medical side of it.
I know, not even you. They come to you and then they take the scan. They'll scan their teeth to order the aligners. And then you work with our orthodontist at Perfect Fit Ortho. You tell us basically, this is what I want to achieve. We'll do the work to make sure you get it. Aligner companies, you know, so what I like to say is, we're agnostic. We're the only agnostic aligner company out there that will do this. And so I know how to work with aligners. I know how to get the results you want because I've been there. I spent 20 years doing it. So that's what we get. Now, once I've achieved what you requested you want, you approve the case because you're the treating doctor. And then you go ahead, we'll order the aligners. The aligners get shipped directly to you. And then we start virtually monitoring the case. So when a patient comes into your office, they're picking up the aligners, all of them, and they're picking up a little bit, some equipment that they can connect to their phone for basically checks. I'll do the checks. An orthodontist will do those checks virtually. And then they don't have to come back to your office usually until they're done. So what we've done is, we said, as a virtual orthodontist, I'm not only going to do the exam, I'm going to help you sell the case. I'm going to help you with treatment. We're going to watch your patient. And then when they're done, they'll come back to your office. And that'll happen usually in 2 to 3 visits. So that, and we'll get into that later, I'm sure we'll get to that, is your numbers are going to completely skyrocket, and you're going to see the maximum profitability, the convenience for your patient. Because one thing I've learned is, they got better things to do during the day than come to our office during our open office hours. So now we've created a system where they get seen more often, usually weekly, and they do so on their time. So if they want to do their scans on Sundays at 6 p.m., they can do that. That would be their doctor visit.
And they can scan at home. You mentioned a piece of tech. Absolutely. Do you ship that to the patient, or how does that work?
When they come to pick it up from the doctor's office, they'll get that scan box and we will help them upload that.
And, you know, you mentioned increasing efficiency for practices. Where you mentioned, as far as like revenue skyrocketing, obviously you're reducing chair time because they don't have to see them. I think it's a really good platform, by the way. And I mean that, Elon, because you're basically creating a new vertical for general dentists. So it's a new revenue stream that otherwise they would not have been using. I just plugs into the pre-existing practice. Now they could offer more treatments with no added time or cost. They don't have to deal with anything. They just plug and play it. But you mentioned increase in revenue and reduced chair time. Can you kind of go into details as far as that
goes? Absolutely. So when you come in, let's say you're treating your cases now with aligners, and I just ran this average a couple of days ago with a new client. She said she sees the patients about six times. And I say, well, that's great. Six times to run this case, plus the delivery and finish, that's eight visits. So they'll come to your office for eight visits. Now look at that chair time, right? That's a lot of chair time you saw. Imagine now you take the eight visits and just make it two to the start and the finish. Eight visits becomes two. You're about just under $400 a visit. Now became $1,500 per visit, actually, you know, after lab bills. And you're treating this case. So now we've opened up that chair time for whatever else you want to do. You know, if you want to do yoga and take the time off, you've got more time for that. If you want to do implants, you can do implants, bridges, whatever you want. So that's kind of that niche we found is efficiency will open up your chair time. And we've noticed for the aligner cases, 70% less visits. And that's kind of the average, right? 70%. Now, when you do the easy cases, we're looking at seeing the patient start and finish. As you get comfortable, you'll start to see that you'll be able to do those complicated cases that, you know, you might not be ready for. You'll get comfortable enough to say, yeah, we can do that, because you'll see how well it works. And that's what we've noticed. So that when you start, you know, a lot of our clients will take the easy cases. They call them the simple ones. I call them routine. And after a couple of cases, they'll start to go, do I call more complex ones? The ones that might take over a year and a half to do. And that's the beauty of it. And that's where you start to really see the productions come in, is you're opening up chair time. It's becoming their most profitable form of treatment, right? And you think about it for the listeners. If you come in now, and now the patients that get aligner care are producing $1,300 to $1,700 per visit, and your time is maybe a couple minutes, that's huge.
Absolutely. And really, really fascinating business model, by the way. Good job on getting the platform up and running also. I'm sure it was hard. You mentioned AI, and we talked briefly about automation, right? But what role does AI and automation play in your system currently, right? Whether is it like case design, patient monitoring, use it for financing? What does that look like?
Okay, great question. So right now, AI is pretty much just used for the monitoring of the case and education. And really, that I think that's what it's got right now.
Education for the dentist or for the patients?
For both, actually. For both. Okay. I mean, so there's a lot. When we looked into it, there's a lot of questions that we get repeatedly. And those were easy to implement into AI, right? Now, as they get more complicated and more individual, more detailed, obviously, those are still handled by a doctor. But the basic stuff, you know, hey, how do I brush? How do I floss? What's in a proximal reduction? You know, we've been able to integrate that with the help of AI.
Makes sense. And do you integrate with any EHR systems? Like, how does that information flow? Do you hold on to that, or do you write it directly into the dentist EHR so they have a track record of the patients?
We're a little bit of both. We're kind of in the process of tinkering with it and setting it up for ourselves. It's in the process of being made. So it's going to be right now on our platform.
Got it. Okay. So kind of your own little EHR, yeah. But we can save that for, it sounds like that's on the roadmap phase. That's on the future.
Coming.
We'll get
coming.
To that.
We're trying to make things simple and efficient. And you know, that's part of it.
Amazing. And Perfect Fit Ortho is compatible with any aligner brand, because you said you're like the Switzerland, you're agnostic. So you're the Switzerland of aligners. Sounds like, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Why was that flexibility critical to you? And how do you feel that empowers practices beyond the obvious that they don't have to go with a specific brand? I'm assuming there are different costs associated with different brands. It gives you a bit more flexibility, but was it mostly that flexibility?
Absolutely. So, you know, like I said, my goal is to help the listeners, right? I want to help the dentist provide that treatment. I'm not here to say an aligner, you know, I've got my personal things, but I'm pretty good at keeping that to myself unless I'm asked, right? There's 73 aligners at this moment. I'm not here to tell the treating doctor which one they should do. I'm just here to say, I can help you give your patients the best possible results using clear aligners. And my goal is to let you provide that service. So you don't have to refer them out to a doctor they've never met, which is what an orthodontist is. You get to take care of them. They trust you. They know you. Let's go ahead and let's use the aligner you choose. And let me show you how to make it work. And treat cases that you couldn't imagine treating in your own house.
And do they choose the aligner themselves, or basically it's a handoff to you and you get to choose whichever is the best fit for the patient based on what they're doing? Because that's, you understand the industry a lot better than the patients and the dentists alike, of course.
That's a great question. So I have all kinds of different clients, you know, the doctors, some say this is my aligner and I say, great, we'll stick with it. Some say, hey, do you recommend I use a different aligner? I will answer that question. Some will say, I am open to any aligner. Which one should I go with? And I will make the selection that I think is best at this moment.
Fascinating. And what was the most surprising use case that you've seen so far, or a success story that you've seen in one of your practices that you're working with?
Okay. I want to give you two samples. One is the cases that have been done. We had a client who literally jumped out early on with a case that I honestly think was like an orthodontist would probably say that's only going to be done with braces, you know, and I'll go into detail, guys, for those listeners. It was a crossbite case, even braces, you know, a lot of doctors struggle with that one. This doctor wanted to try it with aligners, and you know what? They did it. And that patient came into their office 3 times. Which was absolutely amazing. Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. So that for me was my first wow. That was one of the early cases when we were still beta testing. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. All right, the second story I want to give you kind of comes down to, well, how does the production work? How do I bring it into my office? So there's an office of ours that there's a client there out in California, they're on the West Coast. They were doing no aligners, zero, okay? And then they went from zero production to generating over $400,000 in aligner cases in less than 6 months. And that's just what I want to tell you, that it's there, the production's there. Did they add any staff to do it? No staff was added. No extra doctors were added. It was just simply the addition of Perfect Fit Ortho.
Yeah. And so do you do like a cross marketing? Does the dentist just add it on their website as, hey, we do aligners as well?
What our clients do is, you know, they'll come in and we can get back to that answer. They'll come in. There's a setup we do with them. You know, we have a 1 hour training on how the process flows. We also incorporate a widget, which will be on there. Usually we put it on their main website. It pops up when anyone surfs them on the internet on that main website, and it gives the patient the option to either do the virtual exam that we talked about or the in-office. Either way, it's those set of pictures that get sent to us, and then we go ahead and return back to the office, the treatment plan, the fees, and of course, then you go over financing, and then you take that initial scan on the iTero or whatever STL camera you have, and the case gets set up.
And what would you say makes Perfect Fit Ortho, like your virtual workflow, how does it make it unique compared to other clear aligner support systems? There are some others out there. Is it just your experience, or what makes it unique in your opinion?
I love that question. I love that question. In my opinion, the uniqueness of it is we've gone in and we're handling from start to finish, right? We understand the obstacles that you'll come across. It's not just case setup, which is what almost all of us do. It's also following the case throughout, right? And then another thing we've got there that I think is paramount is how do we make it affordable for the patient, right? There's so many options out there. But when we want to deliver that quality service to those patients, we've got to remember that they don't just want quality. Most of them have that struggle of affordability. And I think that's what our financing does. And our financing, I think, is such a key part here is most offices don't have it. We took care of it for you. And the options really make this case absolutely affordable. And when I say affordable, I'm not saying our prices are lower for the whole case. I'm saying we've created a solution to make that case affordable for the patient. So I'd like to say, hey, you're still getting them a Mercedes, right? You just now made it more affordable with their monthly payment.
Yep. Yeah, totally understood. How do you see, let's go forward looking, how do you see Perfect Fit Ortho impacting the role of orthodontics within general dentistry in terms of the future of general dentistry?
Oh, I love that. So I, you know, kind of looking at the growth in the clear aligner market and the rampant increase it's going to have, compare that to the slow increase or production of new dental offices and ortho offices, the amount of patients that are going to be out there wanting clear aligners is going to astronomically increase. And yet the offices are going to be such a slow climb that they're all going to be out there. All right. So they're all out there. And it's gotten to the point now that we've created a system where you don't have to refer out to an orthodontist to treat aligner cases. I figured out the solution. AI has done an amazing job. All it needs is, you know, some preset protocol that I've created to help through it. And then as long as the patients wear those aligners, the case will come out. Now, for the cases that don't, orthodontics is still there. Yeah, orthodontics, the specialty isn't going anywhere. Like my director in school used to say, you're a specialist. Your job is to fix up other people's ups or do cases that are too hard. And I think orthodontics will still be there to fix up ups and to treat the cases that just won't work with them.
So really, really fascinating. I love it, actually. I think it's, I'm surprised no one's done it before on the scale that you guys are doing it. You know, I think a lot of people probably struggle from going to the, from the general dentist to the ortho, then back. Now you've kind of consolidated that workflow where your general dentist is still aware of everything happening. Your ortho is working with you on your aligner, and it's all under one roof, which is a lot easier, less locations to go to, less, you know, I'm assuming the billing still goes through you guys, but still just,
no, that's
seems...
the beauty.
No,
the billing, like I said, we're the virtual orthodontist. So if your office is going to provide it, you handle the billing. I mean, we set up a way to make it a convenient for you, but the money comes to you, you know, the
Got
money
it.
Still comes to you.
Got it. Yeah. Super, super interesting and really good model, like I said. So let's go forward now. Looking forward, you know, ahead a couple of years, 3 years, what do you think orthodontic landscape looks like if your vision fully succeeds and it keeps growing like this? Because I also feel like you're going to have more people coming into it and kind of replicating your business model, most likely because it's good. But how do you see it evolving in the next 2 to 5 years? Do you see it kind of becoming a standard approach?
Yes, I actually see it becoming a standard approach. I mean, we know we're in the digital era. This is the digital era. And so the digital era, it's coming. But there's going to be apps for everything if there aren't already. And this is just one thing, because that's what people want. You know, the consumers want convenience and they want easy and they want it on the app. And I think we've generated something that they can actually use it for their clear aligner care. And so, yeah, I see it growing. And it's not just coming from me, but there's a great speaker that I heard a couple years ago who said that he expects by the end of 25, 70% of orthodontics will be somewhat digital. And I agree with that 100%. It will be digital. It's not going to be analog.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And I think, you know, especially with AI, and it's just the technology boom is insane right now. Just the things that we see coming. I'm sure you're aware of it. You see what's coming. I see some things that are coming in and it's really mind-boggling. But beyond clear liners, what broader dental technologies are you most excited about? One, but specifically that you see yourself potentially integrating within Orthodontist Fit. Are you just sticking with clear liners, or do you have anything in the roadmap for us to be excited about as well with you?
Ah, that's great. No, so I'm going to stick to clear aligners because, you know, as creative and as thoughtful as I am, I know that that's what I've mastered. You know, I'm not the master of a lot, but I've mastered one thing. But what do I see in dentistry? Oh my gosh, I've seen the Da Vinci coming out, and I think it's called the Perceptive. These are basically robotic arms that are going to be doing dental work. And it's not, and they're here, right? They're here. And I think—
And how good are they? Can we talk about that? Like—
Well,
what kind of dental work and how good are they? And then it's, you know, I'm torn on that, because would you rather have a human being that might have not slept the night before and had a really bad night's sleep and now he has to do an operation on you, or a robot that doesn't sleep but then has no emotions and can't really feel? I guess, let me rephrase that question. How is it able to gauge the pain level of a patient, right? Like, if something is wrong, how does that work? I don't know.
I can't answer how it's going to work. I can't because it's coming. I think obviously a person needs to be present, right? But does that person, that's the thing that I'm bringing, does that person have to be the doctor, right? Can it be the trained assistant, like the trained hygienist that's present to be the caregiver or the motivator and monitor to make sure that it's hit stop if something goes wrong? Here's the scary part. So as I look into these, because I was curious and scared, I was like, the only concern that they led with was the cost. So when that's the only concern, it's not a matter of if, now it becomes a matter of when, right? When is it coming? Because yeah, it's expensive now, so is everything else, right? Everything new is expensive. And then it becomes standard operating procedure. Like I remember when the iPhone came out, 2007. You know, people would buy it because it was this cool thing, and then they returned it because they said it was too complicated. And they said, oh, I'm going back to my BlackBerry. And I say, what's a BlackBerry, right? Kids don't know what a BlackBerry is anymore. They're gone. And iPhones are affordable. They made it affordable. So, you know, we got to keep our eye on this. I know surgery already has Da Vinci, and it's going all over the place. We'll see.
And if it follows Moore's law, even though that applies more to transistors, but basically you're looking at approximately double the speed and cut the cost in half, right? So we're seeing that with televisions, phones. If the same law applies, that means in 5 years, it'd be 5 times cheaper and maybe 5 times better. as far as the technology. So really fascinating, slightly scary. It is a new world that we're walking into, hence why I love having this podcast. We get to learn about all new technologies that are incoming. And yeah, we just have to adapt, like you said. The AI and technology times are upon us, and we can either harness them or and understand them, utilize them, or be afraid of them and not use them.
That's it.
Let me ask you, I have more of a personal question. You're an entrepreneur, or let me start with this one. What was the most exciting part about building Perfect Ortho so far, in your opinion? Or in your experience, I should say.
Okay, so the most exciting part for me is, you know, so my story, I went through 20 years of tinkering to figure it out. And so what I love now, what's exciting now is I come to the dentist that they'll tell me, oh, I don't have experience doing it. I only do the really minor cases. You know, how can I learn it? And I take them from that mindset of fear. And I say, I'm the virtual orthodontist. Trust me, it's a piece of cake. They come in there. And then after like a month, boom, they're treating cases that I treat, right? Because I'm the one that's helping them. And so it took me 20 years. It takes them just the overcoming of fear to do it. So it literally can happen in a week, like that office in California where it just went all in, or it can happen in a couple months. But it's going to happen. And you're going to see that it doesn't have to be as fearful as you thought.
And when you say happen, you mean from onboarding to actually starting to get some checks in the mail?
Exactly. From saying, I can't only do really easy cases to, hey, do this complicated case with me. I'm ready.
And yeah, really, really fascinating. I'm sure a lot of you'll get a lot of calls from general dentists, hopefully, that are listening today. What was the best advice that you have received or heard in your lifetime?
The best advice I had. Okay. So one of my favorite lines was, give the people what they want, the customers, and incorporate what they need. And that's the best. Give them what they want and incorporate what they need. And so,
yeah, because they don't know necessarily what they need, really. So yeah, you give them what they want, and then you layer on top of it the things that you understand because you're the expert. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Well, so I wish it was easy to say, hey, all you got to do is straighten the teeth. That's not really how it works, but that's okay. I take that instruction. I give you what they want. And inside, I've incorporated all the other stuff that, you know, that even the companies that do the aligners for you, what we call ClinChecks, pass up on. So, and we do that. And that's where our service comes in handy that I really didn't touch on is when you do it yourself, you have some lab tech that you don't know do something that you think is right because it looks right. But trust me, if you just approve that first ClinCheck, it's not going to be right. I mean, I average in Invisalign, for example, 7 ClinChecks until I'm satisfied with that result. That means I've edited the case 7 times until I think it's ready for you to approve.
Wow. And those are different checks that you check it, or they have to rescan and send it back?
No.
Just to kind of redundancy?
One scan, and then it's up to me to look at how the case flows. So it's all about case flow. So like I said, that's what we take over for you. We're the perfect fit. You don't have to spend all those half hour doing it. We take care of that for you.
And do you see AI playing a role in that in terms of imaging and being able to see as we get more data and training? Do you see that being a big piece?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As we start to go through, and I can already see it because things are going faster now, but as we start to go from point A of the case to start to point B to finish, and we start to repeat it over and over and start doing the same things, AI is going to catch it and it's going to integrate into the system setups right away. It's coming. You know, it's coming.
Oh, it's here it's already. Coming. It's just a matter of integrating it, making sure it's correct. Yeah.
That's right. Well, I guess the thing I would add is it's not that the data they're getting from doctors and their setup, I think that's where the error is. But as doctors start to figure it out more and more and more, yeah, the AI will get better. But until that time, like in this moment, it's not there.
And I think even at a bare minimum, being able to take a scan, you review it 7 times, 7 checks, but then you have this AI assistant on the side that's able to just kind of look at it. And if your 7 opinion align with what the AI is seeing, then it just kind of gives you a little bit more of confidence in terms of your decision, right?
Absolutely.
Hopefully it won't make doctors more lazy where they lean on the AI first, then check. That's nature, right? That's always
that is nature.
It's nature. We can't get away from that.
Actually, I got a great story to tell you. So a lot of our clients now are starting to grow in the orthodontic landscape too. It's not just general dentists that are using us. We have a lot of clients that are orthodontists because when I was doing this research and I was becoming, you know, this orthodontist that really decided to tap into this divergent strategy, part of it came from orthodontists. I'd go to these study club meetings and one of the most common complaints out here is, I don't want to keep doing my ClinChecks. And I was like, well, I don't mind doing ClinChecks. And so that's kind of what drifted me into this shift into a new landscape is, how can I create a service that really helps everyone, the patients and the doctors? I'll do the ClinChecks because I know how to. That's what I've kind of mastered in my time. That's all I've mastered, but that's what I mastered. So like I said, let me do the ClinChecks. Let me do these setups. And you just go ahead and have fun with your time and take care of those patients of yours.
Yeah, or more time on a chair or yoga time or whatever, yeah. However you want to use that time. You can either generate more wealth or generate more time for you and your family.
That's it.
I love it. Love it. Well, Elon, it's been really a pleasure having you today. Thank you for sharing all this information. I think it's a wonderful platform, and I mean it. I think that you're providing, you know, I believe in business when everyone wins, it's the best business model. So you guys have a tech startup, a tech platform that provides value for your team. Also, you're providing value to the general dentist by creating a new vertical where they can generate new revenue streams. And also, you're providing better care for the patient, which is, at the end of the day, is the most important thing here. It's about the patient. You're providing financing for them, seamless integration with the general dentist practice. So really, really amazing platform. Appreciate sharing all the knowledge that you have. Where can people find you? If someone listening wants to sign up, any general dentist out there, or somebody wants to get a hold of you, where do people find you? How do they get a hold of you?
Awesome. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Ortho.com is the website. You can schedule our free 15 or 30 minute chat with us there. You can come take a look, send me an email to support@perfectfitortho.com. And one thing I want to let you know is, you know, because I'm so grateful to be a part of this group and share my story with all these great listeners. Yeah, you come on in, give us a call, start that case. There's absolutely no fee in it until you approve of it. So you can go through 10 cases that we go through, and you're not going to have any fees until you approve of that one. So I think it's a great experience to just tinker with it and see how it works for your office. Yeah, test it out.
Yeah, that's amazing. I like that model a lot. And there's nothing to lose. And that also shows confidence in your platform as well.
Please, yeah. I mean, I want you to do what's best for you. That's my goal. I'm a helper. I just want you, my goal is to give back, and I want you to deliver the best, and I want to deliver what works for you and for your patients. So come on in, take a look, give it a try. There's no charge unless you decide to order.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here, Elon, and for extending that to all the listeners out there. And
thank you.
Look forward to having you again on the podcast and seeing how the platform develops.
And they all missed it, but we're going to be neighbors soon. So I look forward to that.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, potentially. Awesome. Right. Have a wonderful day, Elon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Yosef. I appreciate it. Cheers.